Ben.
Hey, Parv, how's it going?
Hey, Ben, how are you doing?
Hey, Dave, good to hear your voices. Well, I hear your voices every day, so...
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's a shame to have to have a podcast to catch up with all your mates. It's bizarre.
Well, yeah, but it's interesting because I know some of them, but I don't know others, so it's just how I spend my breakfast.
Yeah, of course, you get it first thing, I guess.
So, Ben, how long have you been in LA?
It'll be 6 years in July.
God, is it really? 6 years already?
Yeah.
I presume you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, we really love LA. You know, we obviously like it for the weather and all those kind of bits and pieces and things that seem kind of obvious on the surface, but LA's got a really nice vibe about it, just the way people are. Like, no one wears a suit in this city at all, and you know, people are in their cars and stuff, but it's a very laid back kind of vibe compared to London, in my opinion.
It's funny because I was saying to Dave before that I've got quite a lot of family over on the West Coast, so some of my family came here to England from India and some of my family went over to America and went and settled in California. So, Ben, has COVID finished now in California? Is that it? It doesn't exist anymore then?
It's all done. There's been kind of swings and roundabouts of people being worried about it or not worried about it or more worried about it or less worried about it. And is it going to kill us all? Is it going to kill a few people? Is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? And I think we're still in the foothills of what's actually a really big mountain of what this thing's going to be. It's all a little bit like no one really knows what to think about it. And there's all sorts of different advice all over the place. It's a bit weird, but I would say I've had a COVID test because I had a shortness of breath thing a couple of weeks ago because my cat died. I was having this weird anxiety reaction to it because he'd been my cat for like 16 years and I went to see the doctor. But because I had shortness of breath, I went and had a COVID test because it's quite easy to get them over here. They're really, really unpleasant. The nose ones are. They like stick a Q-tip way further back in your nose than you think you're supposed to be able to stick anything. It's horrible. It's almost like half your brain's going, I want this to end because it's really horrible. And the other half of your brain's going, I need this to keep going because it's a COVID test. When you stop, because I did a drive-through one, he said, you've got to put your car in park because people involuntarily like stretch their foot forward when they've got this thing up their nose and can end up pushing the accelerator on their car. It's a really horrible 5 seconds. Even though it's 5 seconds, it feels like a lot longer. So if you get the choice, do the mouth swab instead, because I'm assuming that's nicer than the nose swab.
Wow. And had you had it or not?
I was negative.
And I've just got to take you back. Did you say he'd been my cat for 16 years?
Yes. When he passed away, I didn't feel it so much on the surface, but I had this weird sort of like shortness of breath thing. And
wow, it's a long time.
It is a long time. And he was a good cat. So RIP Tyler.
Ben, are you still working?
I am. The thing about LA is it's not actually a very big advertising city. There's 3 or 4 big agencies, but there's lots of other sort of opportunities that happen through production companies and direct-to-client and post-production companies. And there's a post-production company who've done a lot of Apple's work that I've been working with for a year or two, just doing their creative work for them. And they get direct stuff from all sorts of clients like IBM and Facebook and stuff like that.
One of the things we're going to ask is what you would recommend for people to watch.
I'm going through lots of classic movies with my son, and we're halfway through Rocky at the moment. And Rocky's really good.
Yeah, Rocky won the first one.
Yeah, it won Best Film at the Oscars that year, against like All the President's Men and Network and Taxi Driver. If you watch it, he's a really good actor in it. He gives a really good performance. It's really charming. And I was looking up on Wikipedia. It made the equivalent of $1 billion. In today's money when it came out. Yeah, worldwide. It was the biggest hit of 1976 and the second biggest hit of 1977.
My son's, he's going to be 15. And what we did is, you know, a couple of years ago, Creed came out. We watched that together. And then what happened was, is I said to him, oh, you've got to watch all the other ones. And you know, there's that thing, and Dave, we were talking about, is sometimes, you know, when you sit your kids down and you go, you've got to watch this. But we went back and I said, oh, if you really like this, you should watch all of them and you'll get the backstory. And yeah, and he loved them. And I've re-watched them again as well. And I thought, they were great. They are really good.
Ben, I've got to double check on these things. Have you had lockdown in LA?
We have. I think we had it before you had it. It was masks and lockdown quite early on. So yeah, since the middle of March, really.
So what have you learned about yourself in this period of isolation when you've not been allowed to go out and meet people?
I think a disappointingly small amount, really. I don't think I've actually discovered much about myself mentally too much, really.
It doesn't have to be a big grandiose. It could be that you don't like chives, or it could be anything small.
Yeah, I mean, I think the commute was having more of a negative effect on me than I thought it was, because everyone drives around in LA and you've got a bit of a drive and it's quite stressful.
How long was your commute, Ben?
It was like 45 minutes each way generally, because a lot of the stuff happens in Culver City. And weirdly enough, when I first got here and I said I was 45 minutes, people look at me like, oh my God, that's ages. If you live in London, 45 minutes is fairly normal, because you leave your house, you walk to a tube station, you wait for the tube, you get on. Yeah. and you get out the other end. So for me, 45 minutes in my own car with a podcast is perfectly reasonable way of doing things. But actually having to drive and pay attention and try and get the next light and stuff, it was just annoying in a sort of low level way. And I hardly drive now. So I found that's definitely been a good thing for my mental health.
So have you noticed, Ben, any environmental changes?
Yeah, it is a bit clearer and lighter, and you kind of see that a little bit. Because I heard Stuart's interview, and he's in the hills, same as me, and you do get coyotes and deer and stuff around here anyway. But we have been noticing a bit more. I mean, what's funny is when I was listening to Mike's thing just now, I've seen animals fighting more as well. And I literally saw a fight between a bird and a snake just outside our back door about a month ago. But I've noticed when I'm doing the hoovering, there are more spiders around. So I don't know, it feels like there's more everything a little bit.
Are you drinking more or less alcohol?
I wasn't really drinking much before it happened, so yes, because I was being healthy at the start of the year, so I'm drinking more. I was listening to your Richard Denny episode and talking about alcohol-free beer, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna give that a go. And I really like that, because it means I can have quite a lot of beer during the day and it doesn't have any effect, and they're pretty good now.
When was the last time you wore trousers with buttons on rather than an elasticated waist?
A couple of years ago, I was working with my art director, and we were both eating really unhealthily where we were. And I was sort of complaining about, you know, wearing proper trousers. And he said, oh, don't worry about that. Just get some tracksuit trousers and wear those instead. So I've been wearing tracksuit trousers.
So you've been on that for years?
I've been doing it for a couple of years. I very rarely wear non-elasticated trousers anyway.
So we could put you down as 2017/18?
Yeah, 2 years ago, I was ahead of the curve.
For the next pandemic, what would you choose if you had to hoard something?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, because I think there'll be another wave. So I'm going, what did we miss out on? And red lentils turned out to be something that's very hard to get. But we do like a sausage lentil kind of soup. And bread flour. If I see a big load of that, I'll grab hold of as much as possible.
So are you using that bread flour for sourdough?
No. Gabby tries to cook all sorts of kinds of bread. And we had some pita bread that she'd made yesterday. We have a sourdough genius who lives around the corner from us, who Gabby was taking lessons from before. But she just can't quite get it to the level that he can. He's like an absolute guru of sourdough.
So Ben, if you could open up either pubs or the Premiership, which would you go for?
When you first started asking this question, I was kind of, oh, well, there's no football, what's the big deal, whatever. But now I'm really quite excited for it coming back. I've got quite kind of, oh, it's only a week away or however long it is till Arsenal play. I understand that probably there'll be more happy people with pubs being open, but selfishly, I'm really waiting for the football to return.
Right, Ben. What's better about working now than 4 or 5 months back?
I think the kind of making your own schedule. I find I work best in the evening. Like I like to work best, you know, right towards the end of the day. And I feel like the situation we're in at the moment means you can kind of set your own schedule a bit more because everybody is asking you to work remotely, you know, aside from the meetings you've got to do. Otherwise, you can kind of set your own schedule, because when you do freelance jobs, you tend to have to go in somewhere or I did before. And now I can just kind of make it work around the way I like to actually work and produce creative stuff.
Do you think you'll carry that forward, that way of working?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's been so many discussions about the fact that, you know, companies will let more people work remotely and it'll save them rent money and all this kind of stuff. I don't know. And I've heard all those conversations people have been saying on Wave and Dave before about missing the culture and missing the bumping into people and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I mean, there's pros and cons to both sides. And I think maybe it'll be a mixture of being in and being out and seeing how that works. I don't think I'm saying anything weird here, that a lot of people find current advertising a bit boring and disappointing and a bit dry and maybe data-driven. And I hope this period of schism and change will turn us into it, maybe create a different creative revolution, because we're going to need different kinds of companies working in different kinds of ways. It hopefully just leads to something different to where we are now, which I don't think is really getting anyone particularly fired up.
Have you seen anything that's representative of a better way of doing things in terms of advertising?
Not really. I mean, I in terms of the stuff that's happened during the lockdown, I mean, I've only really seen the SHN and Nick Bell's thing, because I don't really see much advertising over here. And Parv's thing. Yeah, sorry. The only weird thing that's happened here is that because there aren't any films being released, the posters are still up for the films that were going to be released 3 months ago. And it's like this weird monument all over LA of posters for films that it says coming out in March and they're still not out there. But because the film companies own the poster sites, they're not given to another company. So you still got these posters up for like Quiet Place 2. So when you drive around, you kind of see this weird reminder that, you know, the world stopped 2 months ago, or 3 months ago in a weird way. So I find that an odd kind of accidental kind of difference in the advertising.
Excellent. Well, I think we've rifled through all of our questions.
Ben, two things. Read the Ray Parler book.
Yeah, I'd love to read that. Yeah.
It's really funny.
And do you want to give your other recommend, Parv?
Oh, what? Vicar of Dibley?
Yeah.
I once had to go on the set of Vicar of Dibley because, you know, Peter was really friends with Richard Curtis.
That's right,
yeah. So Daryl and I had to go down to the set of Vicar of Dibley in Shepperton or wherever it was at one time because we were given the brief to design the cover of the Christmas Radio Times. We had to go and talk to Dawn French. I think we had to present our idea to Dawn French because, you know, I had to see if she was all right with it. So we watched it being filmed live. And I think Richard Curtis's wife just takes the piss out of him for it and says, yeah, you've done all those amazing Make Poverty History and things, but you also did the Vicar of Dibley.
Oh, really? Richard Curtis is, don't tell me, he'll be heartbroken hearing that.
Well, obviously, it's a massively popular show, so fuck it. You know, it's not like there's any problems there, but it's weirdly on the nose, I guess.
Yeah,
rather than, you know.
And I have to stick up for Billy on this because the thing is, he's texted me and said, "Hang in there with me."
Because you get all these highbrow recommendations of what to watch. So I try and bring it up as much as I can. But Billy's in touch with us about it. He's taking it well.
We've actually redirected him now to the complaints department.
Should I watch that and then One Foot in the Grave and Keeping Up Appearances?
Exactly.
And do a whole Browns Boys. Whole run of them.
Brilliant. Excellent, Ben.
Cheers, Ben. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you both.
All right. Keep well.
Stay well.
Care, see the other side.
Yep. Nice one. Bye.